And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to open your hearts, open your ears, but most of all, listen to the Spirit. And as this pastor begins to teach from the Word of God, I want you to hear every single word, because I'm in agreement already. Because I've read the manuscript, but that's just the gifting. I can't wait to hear the anointing of what Jesus has for her this morning. So, Pastor, teach us to pray.
Praise God. Father God, before I open my mouth, I come to you. Lord, as humbly as I can. Lord, I'm just a vessel. I pray, God, that you would speak through me, Father. Every word that you have placed in my heart, God, for your people, help me to bring it forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for everyone here, God. Lord, I saw as we were praying earlier, your angels getting in position. I saw your angels all around this room, God. They were campus all around this room. I felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit as it rested upon each and every one of us. Lord God, because we're here to hear from you, God. Lord God, let it be that I'm invisible. But Lord, let you be visible. Let your word come forth, God. Let it come forth with power. Lord, we pray for every soul here. Lord God, that they would see in the Spirit. That they would hear your Spirit. That their heart would be tender towards your Spirit. Father, that we would hear from you, because we know that you love us. We know, God, that you have our best interest at heart. You love us, and we love you. We're here to be obedient to what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. As I was saying, I'm standing here, and yes, the Lord allowed me to be here, but I don't want you to see me. I want you to hear what thus says the Lord. Pastor Terry last week began the Teach Me the Prayer series. And the first thing he did was he began to talk to us about our hearts and where we are and what we need to do to prepare ourselves so that the Lord would hear us when we pray. Well, I'm here as a representative of the Lord to give you the second part of that. I'm here because the Lord wants us to know, like I said, that he loves us. But he also wants to be able to answer our prayers. He wants to. He wants his Spirit to be inside of each and every one of us. He wants our spirit to be his Spirit that lives inside of us. There's three spirits that we deal with, and Pastor Terry enlightened me on this. We have the Holy Spirit, we have our human spirit, and then there's that evil spirit. And it will come in if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to be our lead, to be our guide. And so today, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, to be there for you, to show you right where he wants you to be with him as we go through this. We must examine ourselves to see that the sacrifices, the offerings, everything that we do, are we doing it out of a heartfelt desire for a relationship with God? Or are we doing it out of a ritualistic attitude? Because this is what we're supposed to do when we come to church. Think about that. Why do you do the things that you do for the Lord? Are you doing it from your heart? Or is it just something that you always did when you came to church? Because your parents taught you to do this, and the church said you should do this, and so you do it. But there's no relationship with the Lord and what you're doing. Are we willing to let go of our own Egypts? Because all of us have had an Egypt that we've come through that the Lord has delivered us through. But sometimes there's things in our lives that we tend to hold on to, that we're not really ready to let go of, that, you know, there's this certain things, that little bitty things, even though we're in the church all the time and we're praising the Lord all the time, but there's just those little bitty things that we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and free us from. Today, God wants you to be totally free to pray the way he wants you to pray, with power and authority under the anointing through his will, so that he can give you the desires of your heart. One thing that we have to realize is that the desires that you have, God instilled those desires there. So if he placed them there, don't you know he wants to bring them to fruition? But the only way we will receive the desires of our heart is according to the way the Lord wants it to be done. Willingly, freely, being obedient to his word. If you're obedient to his word, those desires will come to pass. Turn with me in your Bibles. And first of all, I want to ask this question, because I know we get used to the scriptures being on board. How many of you have your Bibles with you today? Hold them up. I want to see them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always bring your Bible. I had a pastor tell me one time, bring your Bibles to church, because you don't know, I could be preaching out with all kind of magazines. You don't know what I'm preaching out. If you don't have your word before you, if you don't have your word with you, you don't know what I could be preaching from. But I thank God that I'm preaching from his word today. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 25. And we're going to start with verse 1. We all know this story. This is about the parable of the 10 virgins. Now, prior to this, I was looking at some history. You know, Jesus always spoke in parables. Everything he would share would be in parables. But this one came about after he had left the temple, and his disciples was asking him questions, and he had went up on the Mount of Olives alone with his disciples. We're God's disciples. So he's not just talking to everybody. He's talking to those that are closest to him. He's talking to those that sit with him, that walk with him, that he's been educating all this time, those that he's been teaching, those that he's been training. He's talking to them at this particular time. He pulled them aside. He pulled them away. And they're at the Mount of Olives. And I could just see him. And I could see the disciples sitting all around him. And he began to speak with them. And they're asking the question, because he had been talking about the end times. And they wanted to know about the end times. Lord, when will it happen? How would it happen? They were asking questions of the Lord. And he let them know that even he didn't know. The only one that knew the end of when the end times would be the Father. And he was speaking to them. And he began to share with them about preparation and being prepared for the end times. None of us know when Christ is coming. None of us know when the Lord is going to tell, when Father's going to tell the Lord, okay, now is the time. It could be as I'm speaking. None of us know. But can you say, are you ready? Will you be ready? Is your life lining up to what the Spirit is saying, so that you'll be ready when that time comes? I'm going to read the scripture to you. It says, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamp, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up, trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil lamps. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." I want us to understand, first of all, that all of these women were virgins. They were considered without blemish. They were holy. They were set apart. The same way we Christians are to be, set apart from the world, set apart for the work. We're supposed to be clean through the blood of Jesus Christ, sanctified. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Set apart. The 10 virgins represented that of the servants waiting for their absent Lord, whose duties was to go forth at night with their lamps and to be ready on the appearance of the bridegroom to conduct the bride into the chamber. This parable is an analogy of the way our lives should be when Jesus returns for his bride. The church should be ready to go with him to glory. And those who are not ready will be left behind. The scripture says in verse 2 and through 4, it says, "Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamp, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamp." My question for you today, which category do you fit in? Only you know. Now let's look at both of the categories. The foolish were not prepared. They did not take the coming of the bridegroom seriously as they should. Now remember, Christ is talking to his disciples, and he's teaching them and he's training them, his children, the ones that he's been with. He said, there are some foolish. They're not taking my coming, my return, seriously. Yes, they hear that I'm coming back. Yes, they know that this is what's been taught all this time, but they're not taking me seriously. They're not allowing the Holy Spirit to see into them. They're not allowing the Holy Spirit to have an intimate relationship with them, to show them the things that they need to cut off, because no sin is going to enter heaven. And we might say, well, we're Christians. We don't sin. We don't do anything wrong. We're Christians. We love the Lord. We're not doing anything wrong. We come to church. We pray. We partake in the sacraments. We offer up our worship. We're doing everything according to what the Lord wants. We are Christians. We are doing it God's way. How much time do you spend witnessing? How much time do you spend sharing with others that don't know Christ, who Christ is? How much time do you spend on your knees before the Lord, allowing him to see you and show you what it is he wants to come up out of you, so that you may have that relationship with him that he wants you to have? How much time do you spend on flat on your face before God, saying, "Lord, I am your child. Lord, I love you with all of my heart." I'm telling you this because God loves you. He loves you. He wants the best for us. He loves us. And I'm sharing this message with you. This is what God has given to me. How much time that those that I love spend with me? How much time? How much time do you spend getting into your word? Don't you know the more you read God's word, the more he comes into you, the stronger your relationship will be, the more you're being filled with that oil. Your lamps will not be dim if you get into God's word, if you get into prayer, if you have a relationship with him. Are you a part of the foolish? Are you with the wise? The wise ones will do just what I said. They will spend time with God. They'll die daily to sin. They'll allow God to show them the things that they need to let go of and come out of so that they can have that relationship with the Father that He wants them to have. They don't mind witnessing no matter where they go. They don't mind testifying about the goodness of the Lord. They're here. Here I am, Lord. Take me, send me, do whatever you want to do. I die to myself. There's things that I might want to do within myself. There's little vices that I might want to hold on to. But I know, Lord, if I hold on to them, I can't have the relationship with you that I desire. So, Lord, I'm letting go of all of my mess so that I can be filled with you, God. So I can allow the oil to run in my body so that my light will shine brightly before you. Are you with the foolish? Are you with the wise? That's your choice. The foolish were not ready. Their lamps were not full. They were not where they needed to be. The foolish were not ready. They were so ritualistic in everything that they do. That's why I mentioned rituals before. It's okay to come to church and be here on time. Please be here on time. I'm talking to myself because y'all know. It's okay for that. It's okay to do a job for the Lord. It's okay to do all these things. But are you doing it from your heart? Because it's something that you want to do? Daryl has given 37 years. I know more than that. I believe in my heart he's with the wise because he's done it from his heart. It's a sacrifice. He sacrificed. He sacrificed with his home. Thank God he had a woman with him that loved him. But there's a lot of ministers that's out here. Their spouses may not be right where they need to be with that man of God or that woman of God, but they still got to do what thus saith the Lord. Are you ready? Are you with the wise? Are you still part of the foolish? You're doing things because somebody said this is the best thing for you to do. I'm going to read something to you that God says, this is out of the Bible, this is not Sandy, for those who are foolish. It says in Isaiah chapter 1, starting with verse 10. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices that are, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams, than of the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and the lambs and goat. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations. I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. And you might say, why is she reading something like that to me? Whenever we come in, and we have not given God our all. When we come in here and we're just coming in to partake in communion or partake in any of the sacrifices of the body of Christ, and we're just doing it out of our head because this is what somebody has told us to do and not out of our heart, God said, He don't even want your offering. Don't even give it to Him. Don't bring it. Because you're not bringing it to give it to Him out of reverencing Him. You're doing it because it's just something that you want other people to see you do. It's not about that. If you're going to sacrifice to the Lord, if you go, I know of some churches when people give their tithes, they make a big to-do of it. I've known some that they'll call off the person's name, so-and-so gave this amount of money and this. God is not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. What is He getting out of that? What type of blessing is He getting out of that? None. So if you bring a sacrifice unto the Lord, do it from your heart. Not because it's something that everybody else wants of you and things that you should do. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get some tissue. I'm sorry. I'm just going to continue on. Pay me no mind. That's why I like these kind of mics. I can walk. I thank God for that. I thank God. But I'm telling you, this is not Sandy. This is from my heart, because God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. He wants the best for you. Hallelujah. He wants the best for you. Is your heart condition where God wants it to be? Are you waiting in expectation for the Lord? Are you like those that are wise and they're constantly filling their lamps? And not only did they have their lamps full, but they took extra oil with them. Are you a part of the foolish who their lamps went dim? They went dim. And sometimes with the situation in the world today, it says here also that the virgins ended up going to sleep. They ended up going to sleep. The way the world is today, we as children of God, there's times I know you get weary. There's times I know you say, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for the Lord the right way. My heart is tender towards God. But look at the world situation. We got rumors, all kinds of things going on with the wars, like the Bible said was going to happen. We got weather that we cannot predict, like the Bible said it was going to happen. We got all kinds of family situations where people, family members are against each other. We got husband and wives against each other. The divorce rate is out the window, like the Bible said it was going to happen. Nothing that's happening today, God did not tell us about. He said it was going to happen. But what did he tell us to do? Seek him. Pray. Seek his face. Allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to speak to your heart so that you may be able to share what the Spirit is saying to somebody else, to encourage them, to lift them up, to build them up. That's what it's all about. The Holy Spirit keeps us. The Holy Spirit teaches us and provides grace and mercy that will carry us through this world, through good times as well as bad. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our confidant. The foolish had just enough oil to take them to a point in life. But when the bride was soon to come, their light went dim. They hadn't continued to feel their oil. They had allowed their lamps to go dim. We become lethargic. We become numb to what's happening because we hear it so much. We were sharing this in the van going down to Marion yesterday, how we hear so much about here in Fort Wayne. I think it was 45 different murders that happened in this city last year. I know when we first started, at least with me, I can't speak for y'all. I know what was going on in my house and in my head. I would hear about it, and I was like, oh, Lord, this can't be happening in our city. Oh, Lord, please. And I would call down heaven because of the murdering spirit. We bind that spirit. I'm on the 5:30 a.m. prayer line, and we was on there. We was binding the spirit of murder, and we was canceling all the assignments of the enemy. We were just gung-ho with it. And after a while, when it got down to the 20th, oh, there was another murder. We need to pray for the families. We need to pray for those that died and pray to God that the Lord would just help them through their grieving time. Then we got down to the 30th. Girl, you know it was another murder, yes, but we need to go and pray. We need to pray about something, and we start turning and praying about other things. We became numb to what was happening around us. It was no longer that fervent, that zeal to pray for those that are lost. It was no longer there. We began to become lethargic in our prayers and in our relationship with the Lord. When things are happening like they are in this world, we need to continue to bombard the throne of grace. Lord, change these situations. Change the mindset of those that are around us. Lord, we pray right now that you would touch these families. We need to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth so we'll know how to pray for those who are out there who are lost. We need to do this. And sometimes we get lethargic. Just like the virgins, all of them, It didn't say just those who were foolish that went to sleep that night. It was all of them. And at midnight, when you know at midnight, most of us, when we're at midnight, we're in the bed and we are at, you know, getting that good sleep. We ain't got to that point where we at that good sleep. But it was at midnight when they came through. Behold, here comes the bridegroom. And they had to get up, and those that was foolish was running around. Oh my, they was trying to turn their light, the oil, it was dim. They couldn't get it together. And they were running around. They went to the wives. Oh, give me some of your oil. When that time comes, you can't run to someone else. I can't run to Daryl. Daryl, pray for me. Give me some of your prayers. I can't run to Daryl and say, I need some of your testimony so I can share. We can't run to each other during the time when the bride comes. You either ready or not. I can hear him say, ready or not, here I come. Here I come. Are you ready? Have you been keeping your oil lamps full? Can you come when you stand before me in the last days? Can I look at you and can you say to me, I prayed all the time for not only my family members, but those that I see. How many of us see homeless people walking down the street and we pray for them? Lord, touch them. Touch their lives. Help them follow the divine, now who you are. How many of us bring people to church and you may not know Christ, but I'm going to take you to my church and I want you to forget a relationship. But before you even come to church, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to pray with you because I see something in you. I see God wants to do something in you. And I don't have to wait till I get into the doors of a church. I'm going to pray for you right here and now on my job. I'm at Carson's and the Lord, I pray every day when I go in there. I say, Lord, let me be an instrument for you. Don't let me go in here and just work to get the money. I want to be an instrument for you. I want when people see me, they see you, God. It's not about the sales. And every single time that I prayed that, I could be walking in. And the other day, I was sharing with them yesterday, this lady, she was just laughing and she was happy. And I said, oh, God, we thank you for this woman. She's just so happy. Oh, she's just happy. And the clerk happened to have a problem on her computer. And she asked me to please come help her. And I was helping the lady. I said, oh, you're so happy. You're just a wonderful woman. She said, you know, I have to be happy. She said, because my best friend that I grew up with, she was fine. And then she went to the doctor the other day because of a stomach ache. And they told her that cancer had metastasized in her stomach. And she only had 3 weeks to live. And she said, I just buried my husband. And now here it is, my friend. She said, if I did not smile, if I was not happy, I don't think I could stand here. And I told her, I said, you know, you are a living testimony. You are a witness of God's great love. And when I said God, she said, you know, I know God. And that's the only thing that's keeping me standing here today. And I asked the Lord, I said, is it okay? I asked Carson, is it okay if I pray with you right in the middle of Carson's? Right there at work? Right at the counter. She gave me her hand and I stood there and I prayed for her. And everybody that came around was looking, but they didn't say a word. And my boss and all of them know. My boss will ask me, Sandy, I'm going through something. Let's go in the back room. I need a prayer. Is your life like that? Where people know that you are a child of God. Let people know that they can come to you any day, any given time, any hour. And you will stop what you're doing and give God some glory and pray for them when the time comes. We can't wait till we get to church. We can't wait when it's right for us in order to praise God. We can't wait when it's right for us in order to pray for the Lord. God wants us to be ready. Is your oil lamp full enough to pray whenever God tells you to pray? Is your oil lamp full enough to let a person know that God loves them in spite of themselves? Where is your oil lamp? Is it half full? Is it a quarter full? Or is it full to overflow? When the Spirit was upon them, when those women, I can just see now that oil lamp. I can see the bride coming. And as he's coming, he's looking for the light. He's looking for the Holy Spirit. He's looking for the light. Is your light light enough for him to say, that's mine? Uh-huh, I see mine over there. I see, oh, yeah, that's mine right there. Oh, look how bright that one is. That's mine. Come on. Those are mine. Yeah, I see you. Come on. I see you. But is your light to the point where he can't see? What is that? Is that a light I don't see it. We got to think about that. We got to think about our lights. Are they strong enough for the Lord to see you? It's almost like a lighthouse. And your light is out there. And it's shining brightly. I shared with Pastor Terry when I was preparing this message. When the Lord was giving it to me, I put it that way. I always listen to music when I get into my prayer closet. And I was listening to this song, Behind the Veil. And the first time I listened to it, because like I said, I try to examine me. I'm not perfect. I don't even know why he chose me to be up here. But I thank God I was willing. I'm not perfect. But I allowed, as I was listening to that, and I had my eyes closed, and it was like I was on my knees, and my hands were out. And I was just like this. It was like I could feel God's hand open my mouth. And he was pouring oil into me. And this morning, after prayer last night, he woke me up again after the prayer line. I usually try to doze back up, but he wouldn't let me. And I was in there and I was praying. And he said, lie down. And you know, sometimes we on my knees. I can't get down on this floor. But he said, lie down. And I got on my knees. He said, prostrate before me. And when I laid down, it was like I could see oil being poured all over me. And I said, Lord, the feeling. I said, Lord, what is it? What? He said, my oil. I'm saturating you in my oil because I want you to shine so that the world don't see you, but they see me. How many of us have had the experience of the Lord saturating you to the point where the world don't see you, they see Christ Jesus. They see the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How many of us have guarded our tongues against things that we don't like or we don't care for in this world? And instead of saying something negative about it, we pray about it. We give it over to God. We don't pray the problem, but we pray the solution. How many of us spend time with the Father? He wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants to be able to see into me. He wants to be able to see into you. He wants that intimate relationship. Before we can really get into prayer the way God wants it, we got to examine ourselves. And one thing also, when we pray, and I want to say this, because when we pray, know this, prayer is communication, and we all should have a prayer life, but we also need to know that when we pray, God hears us, and Satan hears us too. He don't want the answer to come forth. He don't want God to bless you the way God wants to bless you. So what happens? It talks about it in Daniel, how Daniel prayed. Now his prayers went up and God sent the answer down. But when the answer came, it said the prince of Persia withstood him. And he had to battle with the prince of Persia. A lot of times we're waiting on answers for our prayers. And we're saying, Lord, I prayed this. I've been obedient. I've done everything the way you want me to. Lord God, I pray for my neighbors. I pray for my fellow men. I worship you out of my heart. I do it all the way I'm supposed to. I know the Holy Spirit leads me. I know the Holy Spirit is guiding me, Father. And I prayed. It seemed like I'm praying, God. The things, the hardships are still here. Everything is going on. It's still happening in my life. It's still happening in my family. God, I don't know what else to do. It's not that God has not sent your answer. The devil don't want your answer to come to you. So he withstands. He'll withstand. The thing about it though, I call him Slewfoot. What he failed to realize is that he may delay your response, delay your prayer request, but he cannot deny it. God is going to bring the answer to your prayer regardless of how long the devil tries to delay it. Delay is not denial. Two things happen when we pray. We either get stronger in the Lord and more faith and endurance to hold out like a good soldier, or we get weak in our knees and begin to doubt what God has said he's going to do for us. We're either going to be strong in him or we come weak in him. You have to decide. I'm going to stand. To God I live. I'm going to stand on his word regardless of what the situation may be. I am going to stand on what the word of God is saying. And trust me, the answer is going to come. The answer will come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that I'm speaking. It's about my time. It's up. But I want to say again, God loves you. He loves you. And I pray that you're listening with the ear to know that God loves you. And if you are a new Christian, or if you are seeking to know who God is, I pray that there's someone around you to help you to understand who God is. He loves you. And I asked the Lord, I said, why do you always want me to tell people that you love them? Because of the fact, the more I've said it, hopefully it's gotten in from here to your heart. As we've been talking, I hope that the word that God loves you, they say if you say something like 21 times, it gets in your spirit. I hope that it's in your spirit that God loves you. In spite of everything that you go through, God loves you. In spite of your lifestyle, God loves you. In spite of everything that you may do that's not right, God loves you. In spite of everything that you may do that is right, God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Get that in your heart. Get it in your head. God loves you. He loves you. In spite of you, he loves you. He wants the best for everyone in here. The time that Pastor Terry spent, the time that I've spent, it's not just to stand up here to spew some words out to you. It's to get you prepared, because we want every single one of your answers to prayer answered with the affirmation, yes, from the Lord. Because they're praying my will for their life. And because they're praying my will, I will answer them. And not a devil in hell can hold back my yes for their lives. I pray that you will take what I've said to you today. And I'm going to tell you, God's twisting. He changed some things. That happens up here. It really does. But I had to share with you what the Lord wanted me to share. Don't be a foolish virgin like the foolish virgins and not keep your oil lamp full. Be like the wise. Keep it full, and not only full, have some extra that you can have, so when the bride comes, not only does your lamp might have been dimmed because you went a little asleep, but you can fill it. You can fill it because you got it right there with you. The Holy Spirit is right there with you. And he will constantly keep you full if you ask for it. God bless you all. Pastor Terry.
Praise God. This is what I want us to do. This is what I want us to do. As we close out this morning, I want you to bow your heads right now. She rightly divided the word of God for us this morning. This is what I want to happen. This is what I want to happen. Is that I want us to examine our own hearts this morning. I want you to look at your own lamp inside of you. Where are you this morning? She said it. It's in Matthew. Where's your oil? Is it filled up? Are you prepared? You say, well, I have salvation. Okay. There's a light burning in there. But what about everything else? Where's your intercession for others? What's God dealing with you right now? Right here, right now. Your intercession for others, your time with him, your intimacy with him, the prayer closets. Where's your oil? We get tired. Won't we preach a sermon? I just want you to examine. We get tired. And this is what I want to encourage you this morning. Is that begin now. Because the King is returning. The groom is returning. And where will he find us? Are we challenged for others? Is our heart turning to others? I want to pray for us. but I want to give you a chance to pray too. If you want to respond, if that's you this morning, you say this, you say, Pastor, I heard it. I need my oil and my lamp to be more filled. Maybe you don't know Jesus. You know what? Now's a great time to come to know this groom. I'd love to help you to know Jesus as your Savior. Or maybe you're saying this, you're saying that, Pastor, I feel like I have the salvation, right? But the oil on the other side, I just don't know if I just have that intimacy with Him to be able to pray for others and intercede and to do. I just don't know if that's me. If that's you this morning, then I encourage you to come down and pray. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about this morning. So as I pray this morning, I encourage you this morning to begin to pray in your heart. I encourage you to come down here to an altar. And let's all ask God to begin to fill up our lives and begin to fill up our lamps. Heavenly Father, we're coming before You right now, Jesus. Lord, we are empty vessels, God. And Father, I'm praying for a fresh anointing right now, God. I'm praying for fresh oil, God, that You will pour upon me, God, that You will pour upon this congregation, God, that You will pour upon this people. God, Your word says that You can't pour new wine into old wineskins. Therefore, God, give us new wineskins, Lord. Give us a new, fresh us. So that together, God, the oil that You pour into us, God, this is Your desire, this is Your will, this is what You want, this is everything, Lord. It keeps us prepared, it keeps us in right relationship with You, God. This is what this is all about, God. It's just being in right relationship with You. That God, that takes our prayers. And Lord, it allows You to hear every single one, and then You give a response to according to Your will, God. That's what we're asking for, Jesus. That's what we're praying for. So God, fill us up, Lord. Fill us up. Fill us up not only today, God, but fill us up tomorrow and the rest of the week, Lord. That the oil in our lamps, Lord, as the old song says, keep me burning, burning, burning. Jesus, we don't want to go out. So Lord, bless this congregation, God. Bless Your people even now as we make a decision, Lord, to have our lamps full, to be prepared for Your return, that God, that You would find us ready and in good and right relationship with You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bless you. Bless you all. So bless you all. Have a great week, every single one of you. All right. Shake a hand to two or three friends on the way out and keep your lamps full. Be blessed.